Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi, and this is August 11th, 2019, the 11th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I'm not sure why I'm looking at the camera. Oh, it's because Craig Stepp is right there.
Hey, you can't not look away from me.
Does this count as your Dog Days podcast as well?
I was going to ask the same question.
Two for one, maybe not.
Yeah, it's a two for one. That's right.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Yeah. So I have recorded 4 albums yesterday and 3 more today, which makes it even parody. So I'm not tapping into the backlog. Although I did pull this one because I haven't transferred any of those songs over to Google Drive yet. They're all still sitting on an SD card. So I think I got the 4 from yesterday over there. You know what? I'm not even going to look. Just what I have today is from the Wayback Machine. This is something I've been saving for a special occasion. And since Craig is here, and this is a special occasion, I'm going to wait for the music to play out before I start playing this song. This one goes way back. I think this was probably... I think I got this from my older brother, Vince. I know that he's the one who introduced it to me because he got introduced to it through his friend Mark Willman, who incidentally just, I have a picture of them from 2013 when I was in Marquette, Michigan, and that picture just came up on Facebook like yesterday, which is kind of weird.
Oh,
so Mark makes an appearance on Facebook, and then he also makes an appearance on this podcast.
Very good.
This one, I love the hissing and scratching that goes on in this one. I was just teasing Craig before it started to say, do you know what this is?
Pause it for a second. Pause it for 1 second.
Pause it. Okay.
I got to tell you, I had this, it was a cassette tape. It was a recording of one of the Violent Femmes albums. And whenever I listened to it, I would always hear those record pops.
Yeah.
You know, even on the recording. And I loved every minute of it. You know, you could hear the needle drop and the whole words.
Exactly. This is authentic vinyl. There's a couple of skips in the beginning. And if you're a dedicated fan, you know what this is already because it's just so iconic. But we'll see if we get in trouble for playing any of this. This is from Queen's A Night at the Opera. Starts out with track 1, Death on Two Legs, of course.
You know what? I see you flipping through the album cover, and I got to tell you, that is sorely missed in my life, having albums with that you can open up.
With the artwork, there's the skip. With the artwork. This is just, and you know what I like about this album? It's not all Freddie Mercury. I mean, as much as I love Freddie, there's places where Brian May sings a song. This has... what was I just thinking of? In Love With My Car. Roger Taylor sings In Love With My Car.
Hey, well, besides just singing, it's, you know, they're all participating in the music in some form or fashion.
And it's so varied because you've got, you know, Seaside Rendezvous and 39. And just, they're not the rock songs. This they were all over the place. They were so experimental with this album. And you know, on a lot of their other stuff too, but the ones that everybody always remembers is, of course, I'm going to skip ahead quite a bit. Of course, everybody knows Bohemian Rhapsody, which is the last track on the song. So let me do the track rundown. We've got, of course, Death on Two Legs, followed by Lazing on a Sunday Afternoon. Again, another one that you don't hear too often. I'm In Love With My Car, which was mentioned in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. Yep. You're My Best Friend, and that one I think made a mark on me through my brother. He used to refer to his bike as like the first bike that he bought with his paycheck was his best friend, and then later became a car was his best friend, and then later was girlfriend was his best friend.
So he relates to this album pretty well.
Oh yeah, this one, the reason it's so hissy and rattly and skippy is because it was well used and it wasn't on quality equipment. It was on one of those stereos that was a piece of furniture the size of a chest of drawers.
Right.
That's what, this saw a lot of abuse on that old beast. Where was I? 39, Sweet Lady, and then Seaside Rendezvous. I'll be lazing on a Sunday, lazing on a Sunday afternoon. Side two is The Prophet's Song, which is probably my least favorite out of all of these, unfortunately. Love of My Life, they covered that one very much on Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Yes,
Good Company, which I like this one because it's... I've karaoke'd this at home. It's a simple song, and it has a nice tune and a nice message in it. Almost a sad ending in it. And then, of course, everybody's favorite, Bohemian Rhapsody at the end. So...
Now, if you watch the movie, which I was... There was a couple of things I gleaned that I didn't know about the band, especially... when they were doing all the experimentation at the beginning.
With the pots and pans and nuts and bolts on the drums.
They threw coins on the drum, whatever, all that stuff. And if you listen to the beginning of the intro part that you played to this on the album.
Yep.
I think it's kind of evident. You hear a lot of that kind of weird stuff. I don't know what it is, but it just kind of sounds weird right at first.
But somehow it all works. It all works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it all works.
I know that it was one of those albums, the first time you're listening to it going, what am I hearing? What is this? It's 1975. It was an interesting time.
It almost has like a Pink Floyd feel to it.
Kind of, yeah.
What am I listening to?
I have to wonder how much of that is the British influence. Is that because what other bands like Pink Floyd, like Yes, like some of those other bands were doing to be experimental and branching out in new directions. ELO was in there as well. So there is, it just, was that the thing to do? Because so many bands these days seem to be very cookie cutter consistent. Now, yeah. I'm generalizing, of course. I know there are artists out there that are.
I was just reading the book or the audio book, How Not to Give Up.
Well, we have to stand up and take off our hats at this part, I think.
Yeah. So I was reading the audiobook on how to not give a F, you know. And so one of the things he brought up in it was people that are extraordinary, they always think of themselves as not extraordinary. So they keep trying to make themselves extraordinary because they have not low self-esteem, but they just don't think they're ever good enough. So then you look at some of these people, these breakout bands like Queen or even Freddie Mercury, whatever, you know, they kind of built on themselves over time and they were looking to break out and be something different. So I think that's where a lot of that came from, you know, Pink Floyd or
I think Queen, that's just a good philosophy to have different. In general is you should never be satisfied with the status quo.
Never be complacent with yourself.
Right.
You always look for
something continuous improvement.
Yeah. I try to think outside of the box. I know I don't always do, but I try.
Never be afraid to ask somebody, how could I have done better? You know, even if it was the best thing you've ever done, what could I have done
better? Don't be afraid to ask yourself that.
Yes. Well, if people are comfortable, candid enough, they will tell you. I had a senior VP from very large pharmaceutical prescription handling company. She got up on our keynote stage at a conference. She did her practice session and got done. I said, nice job, Sandy. And she said, what could I have done better? Like, wow, that's a great question to ask. I was almost stunned going, what do you tell a senior VP?
nothing? No. That's pretty good.
I gave her some comments. You know, there were minor things that are easily fixable, but and she said, well, thanks. Yeah, very appreciative of it.
And so, she walks off going, I didn't really expect him to say anything.
Fire him.
Hey, by the way, that how not to give up. I'm not going to cuss on your podcast. How not to give a F.
Yeah.
I recommend that book. There's a lot of good stuff in there. A few things made me think, you know, a little self-referential or self-reflective stuff. I'm like, it's good information. That was a good book.
All right. Anyway, well, thanks for joining me. It's been fun.
No, thank you.
I know.
Thank you for playing some Queen. By the way, I want to say I love Queen. I've always loved Queen. Freddie Mercury, I just adore his voice. And I think all those guys together are fantastic.
It's got quite the range.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll sing some Queen for you at Dragon Con.
One can hope.
I can do it. I can deliver on that.
Okay.
Depends on the song. It's got to be the right song. All right.
Let's lower that 4 octaves for Craig.
we'll see how that goes. You won't want to miss that karaoke party. Okay. And thank you, dear listener. You notice as the dog days gets into August, the podcasts always get longer. People start out the first few days. I'm going to keep this short. And it's 3 minutes. And by the end of the month, they're like 15.
So, oh yeah, I'm gonna even drop a big one.
This is probably, excuse me.
No, I'm gonna, but I missed a few days only because I pre-recorded some because I was going on a small vacation with my wife, so I was gonna set them to auto post. I don't know what's up with Facebook. I did this with our own podcast the other day. I scheduled it, yet it went right out.
Facebook? Weren't you using WordPress?
I'm sorry, WordPress. I meant to say WordPress. I posted it on WordPress. I scheduled it, and then all of a sudden it just posted and went live. And so I pre-scheduled some episodes to go out, and they didn't go out. So I'm just going to lump them together instead of trying to do two a day or something like that.
And we're going to hear you say, "Hello, listener. This is my podcast. Look what I found." We're going to hear that like four
times.
That's exactly what
yes. I thought about doing that. I thought, boop, you know, hey, go to the next one. Boop, you know.
All right. Well, looking forward to hearing that. Hope you had a wonderful weekend with your wife.
Oh, I did. Hey, I told Kim, I got so much sun. I got a little sunburn, which I haven't had a sunburn for like years because I actively avoid the sun. But I got to tell you, I forgot to lotion the front half of my body. So when we were rafting around in the little lazy river.
Well, keep your shirt on, man.
Yeah. But we had good. Hey, I'll tell you something else we did, if you don't mind me talking here for a minute.
Go ahead.
We played Topgolf for the first time. You ever done that?
A few times, yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I didn't realize how much fun I was going to have for that. And it's like, I told Kim, I was like, it's like bowling, but for golf. The ball comes to you, you hit it, you see what you scored, and you can get another one.
Well,
it's
and like the bowling. Holes are ginormous, so it's hard to miss.
Yes, that helps too. And I did pretty good. I hit the white one out there a few times. I've only done some golfing. I understand how to hit. I'm not great at doing super sharp direction, but I can get the ball kind of where I want. But it was just a lot of fun just out there. Hit the ball. You know, I did like three or four while Kim was eating, and then she would hit three or four while I would eat. And
you know, all right, next time you come to Phoenix, we'll do that.
That's right. You got one. There's one in Charlotte too.
Yep. So, yep. All right.
So that was fun. Anyway, we had a good time. Weather was perfect. Good.
All right. Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with me. Thank you, Craig.
Yes. Thanks, Chuck, for having me.
And we wish you all the best, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. 101.